Now, Pope Benedict XVI will be making his first pastoral journey on May 29th. His trip to Bari on Italy's southeast coast will mark the conclusion of a week-long national congress on the Eucharist being held there at the time. The Pontifical University of the Regina Apostolorum are preparing for this congress and making their own contribution to this year's theme of the Eucharist by hosting an exhibition on Eucharistic miracles, which closes on May 19th. The works were opened last Thursday, May 5th, though, with a conference on the same topic and attended by some of the world's leading experts on it. Dean of the Science and Faith Faculty there at the university and organiser of the occasion is Professor Giancarlo Casagrande.
The real presence of Christ in the Eucharist is a fact that all Catholics should believe, in our opinion. And that's actually the heart of our discourse in this Congress, as well as in our work. Our intention is to put these under new evidence, just to remind that we are called to believe that in the Eucharist Christ is present.
Indeed, understanding the true presence of Jesus Christ in the consecrated host and wine is difficult for Catholics. This is why the university selected distinct scientific empirical evidence and mixed it with a high-level theology to help people comprehend the incomprehensible.
Our main purpose was to put some attention on Eucharistical miracles as some sort of supportive phenomena to the truth of faith, which are common truths that all Catholics are called to believe. And the idea was started actually by one of the professors who came to talk to these works. Padre Gianfranco Berbeni, he's a Franciscan father, and he's also a scientist. He works for the Pontifical Lateran University, and he studied, from the point of view of science, several cases of miracles, both in the Eucharistic tradition and, for instance, in Synodology. He's actually a professor of Synodology. His idea was to propose Eucharistic miracles in a historical perspective first, and then also in a scientific and medical, physical point of view. And I think we have definitely succeeded in this purpose.
Professor Casagrande gave us a concrete example based on his talk during the event.
Well, sure. The miracle, the so-called miracle of Bolsena Orvieto, actually it occurred in a small town north of Rome, Bolsena, is probably celebrated as one of the most popular miracles. The tradition we have, which is basically from popular tradition, even though thorough studies have been made recently to identify the most important person in this happening. The miracle occurred in year 1263. During the summer, there was this priest, tradition remembers his name in Petrus, Peter. He was trying to do a pilgrimage in Rome because he was tormented by doubts about the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist. In fact, he is described to be impeccable and irreprehensible on any other aspect, but this one. He was a good priest, but the problem that he had was that he did not fully believe that Christ was present in the Eucharist. So when he arrived in Bolsena, he decided to celebrate Mass, and at the moment in which he broke the bread, the host started bleeding, and this blood came down on the corporal, as well as on some other small towels which were on the altar. So he was so much shocked by what he saw that he had to stop his celebration, and he had to put the corporal, the host, back in the tabernacolo. And then he went to Orvieto, where the Pope was at that time, Urbanus IV. He had to reveal the Pope everything about his doubts and what he had witnessed. And Urbanus IV was very shocked himself by this event, and this strengthened his personal idea of creating a feast entirely dedicated to the devotion to the Eucharist.
In fact, that's what we know as Corpus Christi in today's celebrations. But it didn't just prompt a feast day. It also prompted almost what we know as the Mass and Office that we know today. Is that is that right?
Well, this is basically what tradition says. Urban IV asked Thomas Aquinas to compose the officium, what it was called, of this liturgical event. And actually, the entire, we could say, officium of the festivity was totally, fully defined later, after, we can see, in 1312. And from that moment on, we have the Corpus Christi celebration as we know it, basically, with only slight adaptation through times. Historically speaking, the corporal, as well as the host, and some other relics of the miracle, are still kept in Orvieto, which was, the, as I said, the city of where the papal court was. And every year it's possible to participate into the celebration with the original corporal.
What were the other miracles that were brought up and discussed, and how were they described as being important for, you know, to assist the faith?
Well, from the point of view of science, we can say that probably the most impressive presentation we had yesterday was about the miracle in Lanciano. In that miracle, the host became flesh, real flesh, which has been analyzed in the beginning of the 70s by a physician. His name is Professor Odoardo Linoli. And he was charged by the congregation, which kept the host changed into flesh and the wine changed into blood. He was charged to analyze these relics. And he found that the flesh, which is kept in as the relic of the miracle, is truly a part, and he demonstrated that scientifically with no possibility of objection, that it's part of a human heart. The proof that it was not a fake relic is that back then, when the relic was there for the first time, there were no sufficient scientific competences to make such a good false relic. It has to be what it is, basically, an original host, which turned to be a piece of a human heart. And several aspects of these have been considered. For instance, Linoli was able to identify, for instance, the blood group, which turned out to be an AB group, which is rather rare in Europe and in Italy, whereas it's very common in Palestine, for instance. Now, these are all evidences which are objective scientific evidences. And, I mean, if one considers these with a sufficiently open mind, this really ought to ring a bell, the truth of these signs. And I definitely suggest people who are strongly against the reality of Eucharistical miracles to write Professor Linoli's studies, which are absolutely, purely 100% physical, medical studies, and they are very, very, very interesting.
Yet, when it comes to these miracles, Professor Casagrande reminds us that we can't just base our faith on miracles alone.
Everyone's response to miracle is very personal. After all, there are several miracles, Eucharistical miracles, which are still sub judice, it can be said. They are still under assessment, and some proposed miracles have been rejected. The idea is that, as I said, miracles are a suggestion to go beyond the physical phenomena. But as we used to say with miracles, all miracles occur because they are aimed for us to think about the truth, which is beyond the miracle itself. So even though, historically speaking, we can talk about the very corporal of the miracle, we can even identify the host. That's just a material evidence that we have. But we should always think beyond that and think about the truth which the miracle intend to reveal.
The bread and the cup, the mystery love, the holy one. special dove, not a figment of my imagination, a reality from above, a reality from above.
That was Professor Casagrande, Dean of the Science and Faith Faculty at the Pontifical Athenaeum Regina Apostolorum. If you should like to hear more about the conferences such as these on offer at this academic centre, you can just take a look at their website on www.upra.org. That's www.upra.org. You can always check out our website as well, though, 105live.vaticanradio.org, for more information on such stories and for our programming schedule for the English language broadcasts. You can also contact us through that site with any queries, comments, or questions you may have. But until then, thank you so much for listening, and do stay tuned. I'm Catherine Smyboot.